Shkoyach. Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Today is an unbelievable day, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is based on the Gemara that we just saw this past week in Rosh Hashanah. Daf Kaf Amud Aleph. Rosh Chodesh is a Yom Tov Mideoraita. Rosh Chodesh is a Torah-given holiday. Tosfot actually brings down without the Makor exactly, but he says, Omrim Ha'olam. Tosfot says that Rosh Chodesh is actually a Yom Tov more for women than for men. Why? And he says, Omrim Ha'olam, people say that women received Rosh Chodesh as a gift for not having participated in the Chet Ha'egel. And in order to reward them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them Rosh Chodesh. That's why many women have the custom. Again, it's not a halakha, but many women have the custom, or I don't know, Let me take that back. I don't know if many women have the custom, but some women have the custom not to do melacha on Rosh Hashanah. That means manual melacha labor. But again, certainly it's not asur, and certainly not on Erev Shabbat. Bevadai, you have to prepare for Shabbat. So, mikol makom. So, thank you. Rosh Chodesh Kislev this year is a very, very rare and interesting occurrence. And I'll explain soon why. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, in the Gemarot of the past week in the Daf Yomi of Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara speaks in depth, which is pretty ironic that the first time the Gemara or the Mishnah actually speaks about something that is related to Rosh Hashanah as we know it, the first of Tishrei, the halachot of the first of Tishrei was yesterday, remember? Yeah, Shofar Shel Rosh Hashanah, Shel Ya'il Pashut, all these things. So all the previous Dapim in the Masechet, especially those of the past week, have to do with the Dinim of Kiddush HaChodesh. Now, in previous generations, at the time that the Sanhedrin was still in session, not only during the time when the Beit HaMikdash stood, but even post-destruction of Beit HaMikdash, when the Sanhedrin went into Galut, the Sanhedrin went into 10 places after the Churban Beit HaMikdash, the Gemara says, and one of them was Usha, Yavne. Anyway, so even there, and even in Bavel, they would do Kiddush HaChodesh. According to Torah law, there is a positive Torah commandment to sanctify the new moon. That's the way it works. Now, how did it work? The Gemara, the Mishnayot, and the Gemara and Masechet Hashanah go through the whole process of how to, first of all, there have to be witnesses and a beddin in order to sanctify the new moon. Now, according to Halacha, there are 2 days every month that are eligible to become sanctified as the new month. Now, first of all, the Gemara says that there's a formula before which, if this formula, if this number hasn't passed yet, the moon is not yet eligible to be re-sanctified. That's what we call the nolad. Rabban Gamliel says that he knew one time that people thought it was Rosh Chodesh. Rabban Gamliel debunked it. And he says it can't be Rosh Chodesh. Why? He says, Kach mekublani mibet avi abba. I have a tradition from my forefather's home as follows. He says that it takes the minimum amount of time that it takes the Levana to renew itself, which means until it can be the new moon between the, what are we talking about, new and old? It's the same moon. So what do we mean by the old moon and the new moon? New crescent. Oh, the new crescent, meaning what? That the moon has made one full revolution around the earth. Remember, there's many, many things going on while we're sitting here and just talking and we feel like everything's, you know, still, there's many things happening. First of all, the earth itself does two things. What is it? The earth does two things. It rotates on its axis, okay? That happens. It makes a 360 degree rotation once every day, 24 hours. And it also revolves, it makes a 360 degree revolution as it's spinning on its axis. It's making a 360 degree revolution around the sun once every 365 days and 6 hours. Just to make it simple, you got to split those 6 hours among the four seasons, but whatever it is, that's that. Now, interesting, why did I say around the sun? We very much believe scientifically and even halakhically in the heliocentric theory. Right? Who was the first one to discover the heliocentric theory, which is exactly, yeah, Galileo Galilei in the 1500s, he discovered with his telescope, right? He was the one who invented the telescope that, hey, wait a second, the sun isn't moving. It only appears to be moving. That's apparent motion. What's really moving is the earth around the sun. And they called him a kofir and they wanted to kill him. Why? Because that was against the church. The church was, for thousands of years, since Nicholas Copernicus, the church very much believed in the geocentric theory, which is that the earth was in the middle of the universe and everything revolved around it. Now, by the way, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to appear to us. Like we say in the Gemara, a person has to always tell himself, Bishvili nivra ha'olam. Everything in the universe was created for our galaxy and our solar system and our earth, and more specifically for our species, and even more specific than that, for me. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to appear. But physically speaking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that, and that we know, even though, by the way, if you look in the Rambam, in Ilchot Kiddush HaChodesh, yeah, Michael, this is for you. The Rambam, if you look in Ilchot Kiddush HaChodesh, believes in the geocentric theory. You know that?
The Rambam
writes in Ilchot Kiddush HaChodesh, he writes Befirush, that the earth stands in the middle of the solar system and everything revolves around it. So how is that? We know that that's wrong. Rather, the Rambam himself in Ilchot Kiddush HaChodesh at the end writes that everything that I wrote in the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh, where he speaks about the travels of the sun and the moon and the stars and the celestial beings, v'chule, he says that all of the, it doesn't change the halachics of it, but everything we know to be astronomically true, he says, was received from the Chochmah Yevanit, was based on the Greek science of the time. Now, remember, the Rambam was a very...
geocentric.
Oh, the prevalent theory then was geocentric. That's why the Rambam says anything scientific always stands to change. The Torah doesn't change. That's one of the, you know, one of the Yudgimal Midot, one of the 13 principles of our belief. Ani ma'amin be'emuna shlema shezot haTorah lo tishtane b'shum zman ve'idan chas v'shalom. The Torah doesn't change one iota. But science, the Rambam himself says, is subject to change. Now in halacha, it doesn't really make that much of a difference between what's spinning around what. It doesn't matter. The halachot are the same. Now again, there are certain chokhmot that need to be taken into consideration. Probably one of the, or the most difficult area of halacha, if you look in the Sifrei Rambam, is Ilchot Kiddush HaChodesh. It takes mathematics and astronomy, and it's very, very difficult. But what? Halachically, there's no difference what's spinning around what. Now, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that there are certain situations where, you know, what does Judaism believe in? The solar calendar or the lunar calendar?
Both.
Why do you say both?
Because it's the lunar adjusted to the solar.
Oh. So, although, that's a very good answer. The Gemara says, also in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, that primarily Judaism is based on the lunar calendar. Why? We know that b'firush, because the Vayomer Adonai el Moshe v'Aharon b'eretz Mitzrayim l'mor, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim, and over there it's talking about Chodesh Nisan, v'chule, and over there it's talking about Chodesh HaLevana, it's talking about lunar months. The only problem is the Torah says, and how long is a lunar year? 354 days. That's how much it is. Now, the issue becomes that we can't only base, right, we're not Chinese, we can't only have a lunar calendar. It doesn't work like that. Why? The year of the rat and the year of the, last year, right, COVID was the year of the rat. No, the year of the bat. Anyway, the kitzur. Now, so, Nachon Michael? So, is it, that's how it works? Whatever year it is, that's what they eat that year? Anyway, the kitzur.
It's like they're symbolic things.
Anyway, Mikon Makom, so, we have to start making Jewish fortune cookies. The Shivata. So he says like this.
Yeah. Next year is tiger.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's good.
Honestly,
hey, they eat that? Yeah.
I'm not saying they eat it. That's the year of their tiger.
Tov, lo mshaneh. Bekitzur, mikol makom rabotai, the Torah very clearly also says that we cannot only be based on the lunar calendar. Why is that? Very pashut. The Torah tells us, Hayom atem yotzeim bechodesh ha'aviv. With regards to Pesach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to celebrate Pesach during the spring. Now, the seasons of the year, we know, seasons have to do with what?
Sun.
Oh, seasons are very much solar. We know that the Gemara says that the year is divided into four tkufot, what we call four periods, or in English, we'll call those periods
seasons,
right? The Gemara calls it tekufat Tishri, tekufat Tevet, tekufat Nisan, tekufat Tammuz. What's that? The seasons, but the seasons are marked by what? We know that there are two solstices and two equinoxes. There's the summer and winter solstice, and then there is the vernal and autumnal equinoxes. We just not long ago passed the autumnal equinox, i.e. Tekufat Tishri. Now, what do these things mark? Each one of these days marks the beginning of the season. Now, what happens is, the Gemara explains, this was on Daf Kaf, this past week's Daf, the Gemara says that the sun has different patterns of travel throughout the year, meaning the length of this, the length of the day depends, says the Gemara, on the time of the year. What happens is, first of all, there's only two times, unless you live at the equator. If you live at the equator, the sun will always be traveling in a straight line above your head from east to west. If you live anywhere north or south of the equator, who's that? That's us. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, or if you live in America, or whatever it is, you're living north of the equator. If you're living in Argentina, Brazil, Australia, Antarctica, whatever, you're living south of the equator. Over there, the travel of the sun will be a little bit different. There's only 2 days a year where the sun will be traveling directly overhead in a straight motion from east to south, from east to west. What are those 2 days? You use the shoresh, the equinoxes. What's the equinox? Milashon. Alo, Rabotai, help me out here. Equal. The sun travels in an equal motion from east to west. However, what happens is the further you get away from the equinoxes, one in the fall and one in the spring, what happens is during the winter, the further you go away, the further you get from the, let's talk about what we just passed, the autumnal equinox, Tekufat Tishri, the angle of the sun, the angle of the sun's travel gets closer to the south, which means it doesn't go, yes, true, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. That never changes. But is it due east and due west? Uh-uh. Remember, the sun doesn't travel in a circular motion. The sun travels in an elliptical, well, the sun is in orbit. First of all, let's get one thing straight. The sun doesn't travel, okay? We're traveling. The apparent travel of the sun as we perceive it is in an elliptical motion. Now, depending on the time of year, that ellipse becomes either larger or smaller for either one of the hemispheres. That being said, in the winter, the ellipse, the sun travels closer to the south, okay, and therefore the ellipse in the northern hemisphere is smaller. Since the ellipse from east to west being closer to the south is smaller during the winter, yes, that means by definition that the daylight hours will be shorter during the winter. And when it's shorter for the northern hemisphere, what does it mean for the southern hemisphere? Because remember, it's traveling under the earth, or at least in a perceived notion, which means that it's going to be longer during the winter in the southern hemisphere. Now what happens? This is all until we get to the vernal equinox, which is Pesach time, which is Tekufat Nisan, that's in the spring. What happens then is that it gets closer between north and south. And now what happens is, then as we get further into the summer, what happens is that the sun travels further to the north. How do we know all this? Why do we know all this? Because the Gemara, the Mishnayot, and the Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah have a whole bunch of questions that the Chachamim used to ask the Edim to make sure they're not lying when they come testify about seeing the new moon. The end of the second. Yeah. And so they asked them, how did you see the moon? Lifnei Chama, Le'achorei Chama, Litzfona, or Lidroma? Now the Gemara says different questions. Which way was the crescent facing? Yeah. Which way were the points of the moon facing? Towards the sun or away from the sun? Was the moon to the north of the sun or to the south? All sorts of questions. This we know. As summer progresses, the sun, the ellipse of the sun becomes larger. And therefore what? Since it takes the sun longer to make that ellipse during the day, that means in the northern hemisphere, during the summer, daylight hours are going to be
longer.
Yeah.
So Rob, I also have this question.
Yeah.
So now I'm realizing that we do follow the solar year.
No, so it's like I didn't finish. So now What would happen is, if in Judaism, if we would only follow the lunar calendar, which means a perfect 354 days every year, what would end up happening is, from the start of Yitziat Mitzrayim, it would be fine. Yeah, but after a few years, what would happen is that the years would start getting shorter and shorter, and Pesach would no longer necessarily fall out during the spring as the Torah mandates. Pesach would sometimes fall, well, it would start off in the spring, then it would sometimes be in the winter, sometimes then in the summer, in the fall, it would be in different seasons. And the Torah gives a specific season for Pesach to be. In order to calibrate the solar, well, the lunar year, and for Pesach to be during the spring, so the Chachamim of, you know, when we had a Sanhedrin, they would do certain things. There was something called Le'aber Chodashim. Sometimes they would append the month, which means, I was asking you before, even in the forget about now, there are 2 days of the month, let's go with the previous month, there are 2 days of the month that are eligible to become Rosh Chodesh. What are those 2 days?
Last day of the previous month, the first day of the month.
Mm-mm. That's how you're looking at it.
The last and the first.
29th,
well, let's say, let's talk about that. We just finished Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, correct? The 29th of Mar Cheshvan, the 29th of any month, can never ever be Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because the Molad, like I was telling you before in the Gemara, Rabban Gamliel had a formula. The formula was that between one Molad and another can never be less than 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalakim. What's 793 Chalakim? There are 1,080 Chalakim per hour, which makes every Chilik more or less than a second. Less than a second. If there are 1,080 chalakim per hour, it comes out that 793 chalakim based on this cheshbon is 44 minutes and 3.3 seconds. Therefore, says Rabban Gamliel, the molad of the levana, the molad of the new moon, can never be before 29 days, 12 hours, 44 minutes and 3.3 seconds
of each new month.
Prior to the previous one. Therefore, Kaftet Bachodesh, the 29th day of the month, can never, ever be Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh, in the times of the Chachamim, could have been one of 2 days. Bizmano, or Shelo Bizmano, which means on its proper time, which is on day 30, which means if you see the new moon on day 30 of the previous month, that means the Bedin says, hey, this is not day 30 of the previous month. We will now sanctify it and call it day one of the next month. Okay? Or if the new moon wasn't seen on the 30th day of the previous month, what we do is we annex day 30 of the previous month, that day, to the previous month, and we say what? By default, day 31, there's no such thing in Judaism as a month having 31 days. So by default, if day 30 didn't become Rosh Chodesh, which day becomes Rosh Chodesh? Day 31 by default becomes day one of the next month.
Even if there's no
Edim. What the Gemara says is that we are me'ayem al ha'edim. Very interesting. The Gemara says that since Kiddush HaChodesh requires Edut, what do you do, Michael, if the Edim, no Edim came forward on day 31 to say that they saw the new moon? What do you do then?
You sanctify anyway.
You can't. The Gemara ends off that you can't sanctify.
No, I'm saying they become the witnesses.
Yeah, but no? But there's no. Let's say they didn't see it yet.
Oh,
what do you do? No one comes forward. So the Gemara says, which means you go, you take edim, you bring them into bedin forcefully, and bedin starts interrogating them. And they ask them, did you see the new moon? And they say, no, why are we here? Bedin takes out their clubs. And they say, are you sure you didn't see the new moon? Me'ayimin al ha'edim. And what do the edim say?
Now we did.
I guess we did. And bedin say, wonderful. And they start asking them questions. And even though this is a ploy, but for Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam says, based on the Gemara, that sometimes we do use fake testimony for Kiddush HaChodesh, since the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh requires Edut and Bedin, so we are me'ayim al-ayim to say that they did see it. And they say, wonderful, we're so glad you came, mikudash, mikudash, And that's how they sanctify the new moon. Now, based on that, based on those 2 days when Rosh Chodesh... Right, it's in the Gemara. Now, that being said, now talk to me. You know how we sometimes mention Chodesh Maleh, Chodesh Chaser, an incomplete month versus a complete month. What does that mean? Now, how do I know today? It's very easy to know if a month is complete or incomplete. How do you know? Based on the next Rosh Chodesh. How so? If the following month's Rosh Chodesh has 2 days, what does that mean? The prior month is a Maleh, because that means the prior... Anytime you have a two-day Rosh Chodesh, what is it? Remember, in the times of Bet Din, in the times of the Sanhedrin, there was never, ever a two-day Rosh Chodesh. Ever. There was always a one-day Rosh Chodesh. It fluctuated between day 30 or day 31, but not both. Either or. Nowadays, what do? Now, the Chachamim, this system was actually instituted by Hillel, the grandson of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, not Hillel the Tana, Hillel HaZaken, but Hillel the grandson, the Amora of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, because he saw that the Soda Aibur, the way to add on to the months and the years and whatever, started becoming, you know, scarce and lost. Therefore, he made a system, he made the calendar as we have it, Chodesh Maleh, Chodesh Chaser, Chodesh Maleh, Chodesh Chaser. Now, in the times of Chachamim, I told you, there's no such thing as a two-day Rosh Chodesh. And you know what? What did they do? There's no such thing as a set calendar to know what the Jewish leap year is. Now, not to be confused, the Jewish leap year, the halachic leap year, is very different than the secular leap year. The secular leap year, what do they add?
One day.
The Jewish leap year, the halachic leap year, adds 1 month. Now, why do we add the month? Like we said, because we have to restore the equilibrium between the solar and lunar calendars in order for Pesach to be in the spring. Now, who was in charge of that if they didn't have a calendar back in the day? Sanhedrin was in charge of making the year a leap year. They would decide this year is a leap year and they would add another Adar. And guess what? There's Machloket Tanaim. When would they decide that? At the end of Chodesh Adar usually. Which means even they had until the last day, which means even though they made Purim and everything and whatever, they would say, Rabotai Shana Me'oberet. It's time to make a leap year. And there's Machloket Tanaim. What would happen then if they already celebrated Purim? Would they have to repeat it? Would they have to not? Machloket between Rabbanan and Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Yeah?
As well as that, we celebrate Purim Adar Sheni.
Right? Adar Sheni, yeah. Over there, they didn't know yet that there would be an Adar Sheni. That was it was a game time decision by the Chachamim. So now that being said, nowadays...
Is in Yano, 7 leap years being 19 years, that's like a new thing.
That was the Takana of Hillel HaZaken. Hillel HaZaken set the calendar to be, in general, the way we have it, most years, we have Chodesh Maleh, Chodesh Chaser. They switch off. Complete, incomplete. 1 day Rosh Chodesh, 2 day Rosh Chodesh. 1 day, 2 day. 1 day, 2 day. That makes it set. Plus, 7 times every 19 years, which is not a rational number, right? You can't divide 19 by 7. Right? It comes out to a little bit more than, what's the average? A little bit less than 3. That's what it comes out, between 2 and 3. So, that's when we have leap years in order to restore, to make sure that Pesach stays. If you remember last year, all of the Yamin Tovim last year were early. Everything was early. This year, what does the Shana Me'oberet do? Now it kind of sets it back to course. Next year, what's going to happen as a result of Motza'e leap year? All the Yamin Tovim are going to be late. But Pesach is still always going to be in the spring. Now, I didn't even get to the Shir yet. This was all Akdama. Got it? This was last year, this past week's Dapim in review. Yeah, what are you saying? What are you asking?
It's actually a joke that for Jews, the Yom Tovim are always either early or late. They're never on time. It's just so early this year. No, it's very, very, very late.
Haman, Harasha, actually ridiculed Am Yisrael in front of Achashverosh. And when he wanted to badmouth them, what did he say? Yishno Amecha and Mefuzar and Forad Ben Amim. What do you mean to say? They don't work. They're a bunch of freeloaders. Why? They're all unemployed. They're all on welfare. That's what he said about the Jews. He says, why are you saying that? He told him, Shahe Pehe. He told Haman told the Achashverosh, all the Jews always say, what's Shahe Pehe? Anybody know? It's Gemara Megillah. Shabbat Hayom, Pesach Hayom. Jews always have something. Shabbat, Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, always off. That's how he meant to badmouth Am Yisrael. But look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look, with all of our vacation days, look how prosperous Am Yisrael, by and large. Shabbat Shema, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us double when you keep Shabbat and keep the Mo'adim. So now, listen to this. Why do I say that this month is something special? And why am I talking about, if you saw the title of the shiur, it's Disappearing Birthdays. Okay? Today is a very special day in the Jewish calendar. Why? In general, both, most years, the vast majority of years, both Cheshvan and Kislev are Chodashim Mele'im, based on the calendar that we have.
Oh, is this similar to the day
when you're halakhically older? Yeah. That's what I'm getting. Ariel, you're good. Chazak Baruch. Yeah? Chelechu. So now, both Cheshvan and Kislev are Male, which means, if make the Cheshbon, if both Cheshvan and Kislev are Male, what does that do to Rosh Chodeshim?
2 days.
That means that both Rosh Chodesh Kislev and Rosh Chodesh Tevet in general are both 2 day Rosh Chodeshes. Okay? Today is Rosh Chodesh Kislev, the first and only day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Tomorrow is not. Tomorrow is Bet BeKislev, which means that this year is Manishtana Mikol HaShanim. This happens usually, not all, but many of the leap years, Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and sometimes Rosh Chodesh Tevet, are only one day. Now that being said, the question becomes as follows. Okay, fine, that's the way it works out because of the Shana Me'ubedet this year, because of the calendar. Usually though, Rosh Chodesh Kislev Rosh Chodesh Kislev is 2 days because Cheshvan is Maleh. Lamed Bemar Cheshvan and Aleph BeKislev. Now I ask you a question. What happens if you have a child that was born 13 years ago on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, i.e. Lamed BeCheshvan? This kid is a poor kid because he won't have a birthday every year. Yeah, because Lamed BeCheshvan doesn't, it's like, you know, the February 29th kid. Yeah, he has a birthday once every 4 years. So,
triplets on February
29th. Yeah, so now you have this guy, Mr. Birthday on Lamed BeCheshvan. So for all of his other birthdays, who cares? The question is, what happens on his bar mitzvah year? If his bar mitzvah year falls out on a year when Rosh Chodesh Kislev has 2 days, excellent. He'll have his birthday when? Lamed BeKislev, Lamed BeMar Cheshvan, first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. But what happens if 13 years ago today, a child was born on Lamed BeMar Cheshvan? This year, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, this year there is no Lamed BeMar Cheshvan. When's his bar mitzvah? Is he bar mitzvah? Is he even Jewish? Right? How do you look at it? Yeah? What do you do?
We got very CNN right there. Is he even Jewish?
Yeah. I have to say something inflammatory. Yeah. So, nu, Michael, what do you say?
I think his it goes back one day.
Meaning what?
Meaning
he was born on Lamed Bemar Cheshvan, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. This year is his bar mitzvah year. There is no Lamed Bemar Cheshvan. There is no first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev because there is only one day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Aleph BeKislev. When's his bar mitzvah?
Saying yesterday he would have already started putting tefillin.
Putting tefillin you can put from even before.
No, like that is obligated. Mm. Yesterday would be yesterday.
What was the date yesterday?
29th
of Mar Cheshvan. So you're saying his bar mitzvah is 29th of Mar Cheshvan. Final answer?
Yes.
Need a lifeline? Rabotai, as follows. Listen to this. You have to have the music for winning $1 million. What was that again? No. Millionaire, yeah, the millionaire. Anyway, Bekitsur, Mikol Makom, yeah. Did they find another guy for the Jeopardy?
Yeah, they're just switching off like here and there.
The other guy died, no?
Yeah.
So, Allah. So, he's skin. Anyway, Bekitsur, so.
He wasn't a liberal, so he was good.
Oh, there it is.
Anyway, it's a tov, no antidan. When you live in Sodom HaAmorah, sometimes you have to take a stand. Anyway, the kitzur, and believe me, you live in Sodom HaAmorah. There's no qualms about that. Just look at the Great Neck Public Library. Wow. Anyway, the kitzur.
You said there was something at North.
Everything anyway, shackles.
The kitzur, Shemirachim. Shemirachim,
the atzur. I just got a PowerPoint presentation from a class of Great Neck North.
Mm-hmm.
That
it's mamash unbelievable. Recontextualizing race in modern America.
Anyway, the Kitzur Sodom HaAmorah.
Racism in America is systematic.
I think, Rabotai,
as old as American America itself.
If Abraham Avinu would live in our generation, he wouldn't even try.
No, he wouldn't even try to save the 200 years ago.
Don't be jealous.
This is what they're teaching in our culture.
Our society makes Sodom HaAmorah and Dora Mabul look like tzaddikim. Anyway, the Kitzur.
We'd all be planting vineyards like
Noah. Mikul Makom. Listen carefully. La halacha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down for many, many poskim, Bach, Magen Avraham, and others, that over here, what's the kid's Rosh Chodesh? What's the kid's birthday? 30th. But forget about the date. What does it mark? First day of Rosh Chodesh. So if it was a year where there's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh of Kislev, so his birthday, his bar mitzvah would be first day of Rosh Chodesh. On a year when there's no 2-day Rosh Chodesh, when's his bar mitzvah, when is his birthday going to be? Rosh Chodesh, whenever Rosh Chodesh is. So you're right, he was born on Lamed B'Mar Cheshvan. This year, when would his bar mitzvah be? Not on the 29th of Kislev, he would become a Gadol L'chol Dvarav. On Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Now, Rabotai, is today the first day of Rosh Chodesh? Yes, it's the first and only, but it's also the first. And therefore the poskim say that he becomes a Gadol, even though technically this year he doesn't have an official birthday, his halachic birthday for becoming bar mitzvah is Aleph Bekislev, which is the first and only day of Rosh Chodesh. So that makes perfect sense. So today would have been his bar mitzvah. So today...
I was close enough.
If you would have took him for minyan yesterday, your minyan would have been chaser, pasul.
Okay.
Yeah? Now listen to this. Here's a riddle. How can you have two boys that have a bar mitzvah, two boys with different birthdays, bar mitzvah on the same day? This is it. Why? Whose bar mitzvah is going to be today? Well, it actually can't be, because if they're both born on the same year, it's either one way or the other. But how? Here's the riddle. How can the same date be bar mitzvah for two different boys with two different birthdays? And the answer is Aleph Bekislev can be bar mitzvah. There's more answers to this riddle. But you see, Aleph Bekislev can be a bar mitzvah for both an Aleph Bekislev boy and Lamed B'Mar Cheshvan boy on a year when there is no Lamed B'Mar Cheshvan. Understand? Wow. Now, let me pick your brain a little bit more. I'll make this a little bit more difficult for you. Listen up. You ready? You ready? No, not yet. I'm not going to even get to Adar B'Mar. And by the way, the same thing that can happen to Kislev can happen to Tevet. Not this year. This year, Rosh Chodesh Tevet has 2 days, which means Kislev is Maleh, but there are certain years, especially Shanu Me'obarot, where Tevet can be Chaser. But Kislev can be Chaser, and Tevet only has 1 day of Rosh Chodesh. Now listen carefully. What happens if the child was born the other way around? Rosh Chodesh Kislev. The kid was born, let's say, today. A child is born today. Aleph Bekislev. Okay? Mm-hmm. Which means he's born on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. His bar mitzvah year is 2 days Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Lamed B'Mar Cheshvan and Aleph B'Kislev. When's his bar mitzvah? Now, Rabotai, bar mitzvah is a night. I'm not talking about when's his party and when's his speech. I'm talking about the halachics here. Chiyuv b'mitzvot. Tzeruf laminyan. This is heavy duty stuff. To be motzi et tzibur yedei chovatam. Michael, you want to take a crack at it?
Can you pose the question one more time?
Yeah. Ariel, say the question one more time loud.
He's born.
You have a child born today.
Exactly. On the first of Kislev, and then it's a double.
First of Kislev. No Lamed B'Mar Cheshvan. He's born on Rosh Chodesh Kislev. 13 years. I don't know what it's going to be 13 years from now, but imagine 13 years from today. Go ahead. Rosh Chodesh Kislev is going to have 2 days. Lamed B'Mar Cheshvan, Aleph B'Kislev. When does his chiyuv b'mitzvot kick in? When's his bar mitzvah?
Still on Aleph Kislev.
Kislev aspect.
Still the second day of Rosh Chodesh.
Aleph Kislev.
Aleph B'Kislev. Why do you say Aleph B'Kislev? Well, what are our two options?
That would be the full 13 years.
Oh, so talk to me. Yeah? Well, Michael, why are you saying Aleph B'Kislev?
What do you mean, why? Because that's his birthday. It's not the first day of Rosh Chodesh, but it's the first
first of Kislev.
Yeah.
Yafeh me'od. So the Bach, Mishnah Berura, v'kol ha'poskim cholkim anecha. Which means, say like this. Yeah, you have to know. When I ask a question like that, I'm always setting you up for failure.
Now, yeah, but you want to know my answer. So.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Anyway, b'kitzur, you know I love you. Aval mikol makom tekshiv to. The Bach was asked about this in the Sheila. Shelot u'tshuvot ha'Bach, Harav Bayit Chadash. Mize? Rabbeinu Yoel Sirkish. He was the Av Bedin of Krakow.
His son-in-law was the Taz?
Yes, he was the father-in-law of the Taz, of the Turei Zahav. He was Av Bedin of Krakow. And B'kitzur. So he says, very interesting. He brings it aya. There's a machloket rishonim when a kid is bar mitzvah. Yeah, when a kid is born. What do we go by with regards to bar mitzvah? Do we go to 13 years comprised of 13 full years of 24-hour periods? Or do we go by date? Meaning, I ask you a question.
He was born 2 p.m.
Let's say he's born, you know, 2, 3, 4 p.m., a minute before sunset. When is his bar mitzvah of his bar mitzvah year? Does it go by a minute before sunset? Do we need minutes and hours? Or do we go by the date, Michael?
Date.
Which means that, and by the way, same thing for Brit Milah. If he's born 1 minute before sunset, when is he eligible for mitzvah Milah?
The day, morning up.
That day.
8 days later, immediately, you don't have to wait for 8 full or 7 full 24-hour periods. You don't need that. Therefore, the halacha is, by the way, now let's say in this case, if he's born a minute before Shkia, Mikey, when is his bar mitzvah 13 years later?
The day of.
When's the day of begin?
The morning. Or
the night of that date. You don't have to wait for full hours. Says the Bach, if you don't have to, and that's the halacha, we go like those Rishonim. You don't have to wait for those hours. Therefore, he says also over here, what was the Hebrew date that this child was born this year? The first of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Is he at fault the fact that Rosh Chodesh Kislev this year doesn't have 2 days? No. He was born on the first, in parentheses, and only day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Therefore, 13 years from now, says the Bach, he doesn't have to wait for hours. The halacha is he becomes bar mitzvah on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, even though it may not be the same date. And therefore, says the Bach, when does he become a gadol and bar mitzvah and chayav bar mitzvot? Lamed b'mar cheshvan of his bar mitzvah year. So here's another.
That's halacha lemaaseh.
Huh? Hold on. And the Mishnah Berurah, Berov HaPoskim, bring down this Bach as halacha, that it becomes chayav b'mitzvot from the night of the 30th of Mar Cheshvan of his bar mitzvah year, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So if somebody asks you, is it ever possible for a child to celebrate his bar mitzvah and be chayav b'mitzvot on a different date than he was born?
Yeah, no choice.
Well, you do have a choice here. You could push it off a day. You have a choice. And yet, the Bach says la'alacha, and the post can bring him down, that he celebrates his bar mitzvah and is a gadol. Now, Gaon Chacham David, in his halacha brura, obviously, I'm not going to let you go so easy. Chacham David writes in halacha brura, he does bring those who are cholik on the Bach and differentiate between his proof and the case. The proof of the days and hours versus our case. He brings many different scenarios, and therefore, la'alacha, Chacham David says that with regards to chiyuv b'mitzvot, putting on tefillin, kriyat shema, to be machmir on him, to obligate him in all mitzvot, we'll go with the Bach, which means that we'll tell him to do all mitzvot already from lamed b'mar cheshvan of his bar mitzvah year. But with regards to tziruf laminyan, being shliach tzibur, any things that are kula, any things that are, you know, Birkat Kohanim can go up anyway, even if it's Katan with other Gdonim. Over there he says to wait for the next night of Rosh Chodesh, for the night of the first of Kislev, just to be Machmir. But according to the letter of the law, he says also, if you want to be Mitzaref Otol Minyan, you want to put him up to be a Shliach Tzibur, even on the first night of Rosh Chodesh, Lamed B'mar Cheshvan, it's also okay. You can do that. Yeah? So Rabotai, These are this is what we call elusive and disappearing birthdays in halacha. There are children who weren't zochet to have a birthday every year. And there are children also who, on their bar mitzvah year, they are, you know, they get convoluted as a result of different halachot and kick in. I'm not even talking about the Seif in Shulchan Aruch that speaks about the first Adar, second Adar. That's a very easy riddle. Yeah. How do you have a kid who's born first and has a bar mitzvah later? That's a very, that's shayach to later, right? That's, for instance, this year, I'll just give you the answer to that question. This year, we have two Adarim. First Adar, second Adar. What happens if a child is born on the 20th of Adar Aleph this year, and then you have a child who's born a few days later on the 3rd of Adar Bet of this year? What's going to happen? Fast forward 13 years, assume for a moment that their bar mitzvah year only has one Adar. It's not a leap year, it's a Shana Pshuta. What happens with their bar mitzvah? The halacha is the child who is born on 3 Adar Bet will have his bar mitzvah before the one who was born on 20 Adar Aleph, which means that halachically he's going to be chayav b'mitzvot before the kid who was born before him.
Biologically older, but younger.
He's biologically older, but halachically younger. There are ways to, you know, there's a very interesting thing. Chodesh tov, yeah? I say chodesh tov in Persian. Moed?
Moed? Like ma is a month. So ma-ed?
Yeah.
Ma-ed,
like we, also,
ma actually means moon.
Ma, so in Lashon HaKodesh, we also call the new month by the moon. How do you say month in Lashon HaKodesh? You can either say Chodesh, and you can also say Yerach. Yeah? Yerach milashon Yareach. Anyway, Bekitzur. So that's with regards to that. We have a lot of disappearing birthdays in halacha. We have biological kids who are biologically adults, but still halachic children. There's a lot going on with the sugiyot and halacha. It's very, very interesting. And Be'ezrat Hashem, as we get closer to Adar HaShani, the Shana Me'ubiret, we're already in Shana Me'ubiret, we say, Ulchaparat Pesha, we already say that.
Yeah.
You know, I just end off with this. There's a three-way machloket achanonim. We know that, yes, during a leap year, both Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, if you look into the Tfilat HaMusaf of Rosh Chodesh, this is all for Rosh Chodesh, to celebrate Rosh Chodesh, Midoraita. You say, Elokeinu Rabbeinu, Chadesh Alinu Tachodesh Hazeh, count. Okay? We say 12 languages of 12 brachot. Why 12 brachot? Corresponding to the 12 months of the year. And on a leap year, we add in a 13th bracha. What do we say? Elokeinu Rabbeinu, Chadesh Alinu Tachodesh Hazeh, Letovav Libracha. לששון ולשמחה, לישועה ולנחמה, לפרנסה ולכלכלה, למחילת חטא ולשחת עוון, ולכפרת פשע. So you count, I skipped one. But anyway, שמות... No, that's an הכרזת ראש חודש. תביא סידור.
לחיים טובים.
לחיים טובים שלום, yeah. לחיים טובים שלום, yeah, למחילת חטא ולשחת עוון ולכפרת פשע. Each one of... We say six phrases. Each one is comprised of two ברכות, right? לטובה ולברכה is two. So it comes out 12. And for a leap year, we add in a 13th bracha, ולכפרת פשע. Yeah? So the question is, at what point of the leap year, or for what duration of the leap year, do we add in ולכפרת פשע? The Kaf Chaim brings down a three-way machloket acharonim, three different minhagim. Yeah? And each one is correct.
Right, either from Tishrei until Adar,
listen carefully.
Tishrei until Tishrei.
So, some... start, when does the leap year begin? Tishrei. Some start from Tishrei. Now again, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, we're not saying this at all. Why? Because Rosh Hashanah, it's a totally different tefillah. So the first time anyways you're mentioning it is Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Anyways, some say from Tishrei to the next Tishrei. Yeah? Okay. One full year. Some say Tishrei from Tishrei to up to and including Adar Bet, because that is the
Shemar.
Huh?
Meaning Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you stop.
Which means by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you already stop. And some, the Kaf Chaim says, they only do it
Adar,
Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet.
What?
They only do it by the leap month. By Adar Bet, that Musaf, Vizel. Mikul Makom, any one of these minhagim are legitimate. The minhag of Maran Zichrono Lebracha was like the second minhag. From Tishri up to and including Adar Bet, stopping by Chodesh Nisan of this year, Zil, which means you say it for 6 months only. Why most logical?
Because after that becomes regular.
Rabbi, I had this conversation with someone last year. Where's the source for that? Where you stop the 6 months?
Well, it's one of the shitot. It's brought down. I'll tell you where it is. It's in Kaf Chaim, Hilchot Rosh Chodesh. It's either in Taf Yutet or Taf Kaf Bet. Lina, there, I'll give me Kaf Chaim. I'll find it for you. I'll say it in the parashah here. Kaf Chaim, Chelik He. Kaf Chaim Chelik He. Anyway, because I'll find it for you. I'll tell you exactly.
If you send me a picture, that'd be fantastic. Make my life.
No, what about everybody else?
No, okay. I mean, mention it, but if you have it in front of you, just send me.
They're Jewish too. They want to know. Anyway,
okay, so post it in the chat. That's okay.
This is it. Okay, so we're going to step over here and take a break for some parsha, so don't go anywhere.